You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. Last night, the city of Boulder voted to increase occupancy limits across the city. The previous occupancy limits in Boulder allowed for a maximum of 3 unrelated people to live in a single-family home. The new ordinance would increase that limit to 5. Occupancy limits are something that have been a big point of contention and discussions across the U.S. in recent years. California, Oregon, and Washington have all voted to prohibit local governments from regulating occupancy limits based on family status. State lawmakers in Colorado attempted to outlaw occupancy limits like those in Boulder earlier this year, but the bill failed on the final day of the legislative session. Joining me to tell us more about last night's Boulder City Council vote is Shay Castle, the founder of Boulder Beat News. Shay, welcome.
Good morning.
So to start, for those who have not been following this story, give us some context for last night's vote and the discussion.
Well, that's a big question because occupancy limits have been debated for years in Boulder, longer than I've been here, which is 11 years. But the most recent context is there was a ballot measure originally supposed to be on the ballot in 2020, but city council changed its rules in the midstream and kept it off. And then it was on the ballot in 2021 to tie occupancy to the size of the home. That failed, but a majority of council members, 6 council members, all ran and were voted in on increasing occupancy limits. And the entire council, all 9, voted to put it as an item on their work plan, their number one item. So there's been a lot of energy around this, and this council has checked in on occupancy three or four times in the last 2 years.
So it was on the ballot in 2021, I believe, in Boulder's ballot. They voted it down. I mean, how did it wind up in city council's hands? How did that happen?
It's actually gone back and forth for years. So a couple years ago, we had Bob Yates and former council member Sam Weaver say, like, hey, this is for the voters to decide because some boards ask for council to take it up. And then the measure that was on the ballot was to increase occupancy to the number of bedrooms plus 1. That failed. But as I said, a majority of council members on council did want to do something with occupancy. And even Bob Yates, gave an interview and famously said in public, like, yeah, we should do something about occupancy. There's been pressure from the state, as you mentioned. Jared Polis asked that, we stop enforcing occupancy during the pandemic. Boulder declined. We haven't been enforcing it for some time. But just as the state's housing crisis deepens, this is a way that a lot of folks see to legalize it, the way people are already living, or possibly open up some additional housing units.
You know, it's interesting because Boulder sees itself as such a progressive city, and yet we're one of the cities who made it so that the state would not be able to pass this law. It seems like, but at the same time, they voted in people into city council who would pass this law. It just seems like there's a lot of conflicting interests and also like ideas about people, about Boulder's identity. How did that play out in this conversation?
You definitely saw that, and you definitely saw opponents, being very down on the 6 council members who voted for this, saying it was a subversion of democracy and an overturning of the election results. The mechanism is different, and that's what the council members who voted for this occupancy increase really focused on. We did hear a lot of concern over the Bedrooms Are for People ballot measure in 2021, which is what failed, that if we tied the amount of occupancy to the size of the building, we might see redevelopment of buildings to have, 8 bedrooms, 10 bedrooms. Occupancy limits are incredibly common in college towns. A lot of university towns have them because of the challenges of overoccupancy. So I think the supporters of doing occupancy this way, which is just a higher cap, regardless of the size of the unit, it's 5 people, not tied to the size of the bedrooms. I think they felt that that would address concerns over redevelopment, but still open up these housing choices, which is, again, something they all campaigned on. And that does seem like a conflicting message, but, sometimes that's how it happens. I think people are aware there's a severe housing crisis. And as always, there's so much disagreement and controversy over what to do about that.
Do you think that this change in ordinance is enough to really make any kind of large impact, or do you think Boulder will need to do more?
Absolutely, Boulder will need to do more. I mean, what we hear from all the experts, what we see from the research and the data is that you kind of have to do everything, which makes it really tricky to do anything because none of these one single things has the supporting evidence of like, oh, yes, this one thing will help with affordability. That's another talking point we heard a lot last night is this is not going to help. To be fair, the data that does exist out there, there is not much, does suggest that higher occupancy limits do lead to lower rates. Sharing housing is, if anyone here shares housing, you know it's cheaper. I have four roommates. I pay $775 a month for my room. But this is obviously not a panacea. I do think it's worth noting, and this cuts both ways, both to people saying like, oh, this will open up so much housing, and to people saying, oh my gosh, this is going to increase renters by so much and be a disaster. I don't think that's true. We've heard from so many people on both sides that folks are already living overoccupied. I am living overoccupied, and I've made no secret about that. I don't think people follow these occupancy limits, you know, renting their own private homes out or such. So the impact, I think, will be smaller than both sides fear. That being said, the impact to people living illegally, even though Boulder is not currently enforcing, we have heard from people who've been forced against. I think what they have said is this will make a big difference in making them feel more secure in their housing.
I mean, so when Boulder passed this legislation, it was in the 1960s. It may be 1960. The zoning law legislation, it was directed at student housing. And is this resolution or this new ordinance and this vote about student housing, or is it about affordable housing, or are they one and the same? You know, what is this tension about?
I think any issue where we talk about renters automatically gets conflated with students because students do rent in this town. We have a large student population, and students are the ones who tend to have the more noise, the more parties, the more trash. Although we do know from the data, it's a small number of properties causing most of the problems. And I think Nicole Spear said it really well, Councilwoman Nicole Spear, like we're kind of using a sledgehammer. There's not actually any data, and we heard this from city staff, tying occupancy to nuisance. It is about the student population causing nuisances. And I think the folks who supported this on council really want to focus on those nuisance ordinance, the trash, the noise, the parking, rather than, you know, defining where and how people can live in a way that affects far more than just students. As we all know, half this town is renters. They're not all students.
How do you think, so if people aren't really following this rule to begin with, why was it such a big deal for it to be passed?
I think it is a big deal on University Hill. When you have a large property management company, they have more scrutiny on them. They apply for rental licenses. The places that are running it like a business, not like a private individual renting out their home or renting out extra bedrooms in their home, they do have to get rental licenses. And well, everyone's supposed to get a rental license, but people don't. And they do have to follow occupancy. And I think because of the issues we've seen on the Hill, the riots, the trash, the noise, the parties, folks are really concerned. And I want to say not just on the Hill. There's lots of neighborhoods where folks have had issues with young people renting and being loud and, you know, not living like they wish their neighbors would. That's why it's a big deal. People feel like these things have increased over the years, which I thought was another really great point from Cole Spears. Like occupancy limits haven't changed, but our nuisances have gotten worse. So clearly they're not working to enforce those. Council has made a number of changes to try to rein in those problem behaviors, and they have more coming later this fall. But it's not a small thing to live in a house where you're kept up to 2 a.m. every day, you know? I definitely want to have some empathy and hold some space for folks who are impacted by those issues.
Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds because we have to wrap up. But is there anything else that you want to add that I missed or you think people should know?
I think while concerns are valid about nuisances, I do think this has a slight ring of moral panic. So I would like folks to, you know, we've seen this time and again, outsized concerns. This will ruin the neighborhood, be disastrous, this kind of inflamed rhetoric. And on the other side, like, this will save, you know, open up so much housing options. It's never as bad or as good as you think it is. So that's what I would caution, is all the information we have seems to point to this being like a small, helpful step, but not the end of the world.
Well, Shay, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Shay Castle is the founder of Boulder Beat News,